whether you want to call it a pullback or call it a correction, but, you know, that he does see that. But I think everybody kind of sees that. But there was an opinion piece that I found out on the wires this morning, and it was on MarketWatch. So, folks, you can go there if you want to read the entire article. And it talked about, it just pulled out some of the really great investment minds and what their strategy is. And, you know, each one of them said, you know, to them it comes down to this one thing. And starting with Jeffrey Gundlach, of course, everybody knows, you know, he's the new bond king. And he says the trick is to take risk and be paid for those risks, but to take a diversified basket of risk in a portfolio.
I like that. I really like that. And that's best explained by example. You know, but you used to have people, you know, particularly back in the 90s, people have gotten a little bit smarter with the passing of time, a little bit smarter. They would think that they were diversified because they had a portfolio of, mm-hmm. I don't know, Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. Never mind the fact that these were all high-flying tech stocks. You know, like that's no diversification whatsoever.
You have too much exposure to that one.
Exactly. And what Gundlach is talking about here is taking, not just diversifying your stocks or diversifying your bonds, but diversifying your risk. You know, thinking of the positions in your portfolio as what type of risk do they represent. I think that's a really smart way of, Gundlach's a smart guy, so it's not surprising he would have smart advice, but I think that's really, really solid advice.
Now, George Soros, and of course everybody knows who George Soros is. I mean, he's famous for making some really crazy bets. He says it's not whether you're right or wrong that's important, but how much money you make when you are right and how much you lose when you're wrong.
No, that's absolutely true. That's, you know, what you call asymmetrical returns. You know, you want your wins to be big, even if they're relatively few. Now, you can have a strategy where you lose a lot in terms of frequency, where you might have 8 trades and you lose, or you have 10 trades and you lose on 8 of them, mm-hmm. but on those 2 you win enough to really, you know, really knock the ball out of the park. Nazem Taleb, the guy that wrote The Black Swan, Fooled by Randomness, he retired young, I might add, in 1987, because that's the kind of strategy he pursued, where he would lose a little bit of money pretty well every day. It drove his bosses crazy. But yeah, he was long volatility is what he was. And so when volatility was not doing much, he was actually losing money. But then the 1987 crash happened, and then he made millions in a single day. So that's, you know, and then he walked away from the game forever. So that's, you know, that's kind of how it's done. I mean, you want to make sure your losses, when you have them, and you will, everyone has losses, even George Soros, Warren Buffett, I mean, everybody has losses. You want to make sure when you do, they're manageable and they don't completely drag you down. And if you want to see a fine example of somebody not doing that, look at Bill Ackman. You know, Bill Ackman of Pershing Square Capital, he has gotten obliterated because he took very large outsized positions in stocks, and then because he was so big he couldn't really get out, he rode them all the way down. So he did not follow Mr. Soros' advice, and he also did not follow Mr. Gundlach's advice.
Well, Ray Dalio, which everyone knows, and you know, he's pretty he's very successful. His quote was, "The biggest mistake investors make is to believe that what happened in the recent past is likely to persist. You assume that it was a good investment in the recent past, and it's just still going to be a good investment."
Yeah, they actually have a name for this. It's called recency bias. You are always biased to whatever has recently happened. We think that's normal and will continue, that somehow what's happened in the recent past is, you know, indicative of what's going to happen in the, you know, forever, basically. We just follow that trend forever. And that's really not true. I mean, that no market works like that. You know, Ray Dalio, by the way, is, you know, he's kind of the godfather of the hedge fund industry.
Right.
You know, he's been around a long time. He's, you know, he knows what he's talking about here. And his main thing was this idea of an all-weather portfolio, a portfolio that, rather than try to forecast, you know, what the future is going to be, because that's difficult.
It's
and
impossible.
There's always some risk. Well, it's just about impossible. So, I mean, you can be right now and then, but you're not going to be right all the time. So he wanted a portfolio that would work, you know, at least some part of the portfolio would work well no matter what kind of environment you have, whether it was inflationary, deflationary, whatever. Just make up a word. He wanted to have a portfolio in which at least part of it would be doing well in any sort of market environment. And that's you can see that in his quote here. I mean, he doesn't even want to mm-hmm. try to follow the trend or try to project what that will be. He just wants to be prepared for anything.
And Howard Marks, I'm going to leave with this one. Howard Marks, and we've got just about a minute, and I think he says it best. He's from Oak Tree Capital Management. Most things will prove to be cyclical, and I think that says it best. Don't you, Charles?
Very true. Very true.
Very
and
true.
In full disclosure, we actually are long Howard Marks' company, Oak Tree.
Oh, okay. Well, when we come back on the other side, what if the U.S. government were actually a public company? You might be surprised how it would stack up against some of the other big players in the market. You're listening to Straight Talk Money, bringing you the wisdom of Wall Street. Peggy Tuck and Charles Sizemore. We'll be back.